Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalmi Shabbos Tav Samaches. We are starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Gimel and the Vilnitzer's Tav. It's on Nun Hei Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Miriam Sar Batsim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shalma should have an Aliyah. And we can be discussing the shear of different things that one's going to be chayv for carrying them out on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, or leather Kedelas Kameya. One's going to be chayv the mount that one can make a Kameya. Kameya is an amulet. And right now we're understanding this means that one would write a Kameya on. On to the next thing, Duchsustos, which is a type of cloth. It's a way of processing the hide, which the Gemara is going to explain. Kedelich Develop Mezuzah, the mount to write a mezuzah on, which is two parshios. This is regular standard cloth that we use. Kedei lich devel parsha ketana shel tefillin, shei shma Yisrael. The amount that's sufficient to write the short parsha in tefillin, which is shma Yisrael. Moving on, diyoy, ink. The amount one's going to be chayav for is kedei lich devel shtei yosyos. Enough to write two letters. Koichel. This is eye makeup that women wear. Kedei lich chol ayin achas. Enough for her to put on just one eye. And zephas vegafris. Pitch and sulfur. Kedei lasus nekev. Enough to make a hole. The Gemara is going to explain what this is. And shava wax. Kedei litan al pi nekev katon. Enough to plug up a small hole. And the Gemara says, "Ark de las kameya v'chulu." And this time, there's actually a girsa kdei litain al kameya, enough to put on a kameya. Meaning the hide that we're talking about over here, it's not that you're chayv if you carry out an amount enough to write a kameya on, rather enough to wrap around a kameya. We clarify that's man to amar kdei lasus kameya, enough to write a kameya on it. That's our mishnah behin rikicha. That's talking about soft hide, so you could actually write on it, and therefore it's a smaller shear. Whereas the man to amar kdei litain al kameya, according to this other man to amar, the one's only chayv for carrying them out that could cover a kameya, the one could wrap around the kameya. That's ben kishaya. It's talking about hard hide or leather, which one cannot write on, so therefore it's a larger shear. Moving on, we said klaf kdei lichtav al parshik tanah shabitfil and shishma Yisrael. Now we just clarify what's the difference between klaf and duchsustos. So adadat omar, that we just said klaf is bekoilef pnei ha'ar, when a person peels or skins the inner part of the hide. The hide is taken off of the cow, and there's two parts to it. The outer part that has all of its hair, which is facing the outside, and then the inner part, which is basically on the meat of the cow. So when that inner part is peeled off, that's regular klaf that we write tefillin on. Baramba din dechsuston, but regarding dechsustos, that's the outer part of the hide. Kedei lichtav shtei parshios of mezuzah, one's only chayav for carrying them out. The one could write the two parshios of mezuzah on it, because that's much thicker, and tefillin is not written on it, only mezuzahs. If the shir chiyuv is more cloth. Moving on, diyoy, we said ink. So haitzi diyoy, if somebody carries out ink on Shabbos, imbekolmas, if it's inside the quill, kedei lichtav shtei osos. So he's chayav if it's the mount that one could write two letters with. However, imbekli, if it's inside the kli, the inkwell, for example, tzarchi osor needs to be more than that, because some of it's going to get stuck to the walls of the kli, and so if there's just precisely the amount that one could write two letters, he can't actually write two letters with it, because again, some of it's going to get stuck to the kli, therefore there needs to be a little bit more. And something similar to Mantanin over there, we learned in the Mishnah, this is Mesechas Parah, discussing the Mechatos, the water that's mixed with the ashes of Parah Aduma, and over there the Mishnah says, Kami hei b'mai v'hei b'hen kidei hazaya, how much water does there have to be in order for one to be able to sprinkle a tamei mace with it, and it gives the shear, and Rav Yirmi suggests over there, Lai Mistaber, isn't it logical to say that in the kli, if this is in a kli, tzarech yatir, you need more than that, because some of it's going to get absorbed and stuck to the walls of the kli, so you need a little bit more than the shear mentioned in the Mishnah. That's very similar to our diyoy, our ink shear. Continuing on, we said kaychel kdei lichal ayin achas. If one carries out eye makeup, it's enough to put makeup on one eye. So our Bon Bar Chiya, he explains, shekein isho kaychel achas meinev yetz l'shok. A woman will just put makeup on one eye and go out to the marketplace with that, which is why the shear is just enough makeup for one eye. Amar Bon Bar Bon comments on this. Afilu zaynish bezaynis ena isakein. Even the most promiscuous of zaynis is not going to do this. This attracts so much attention. Just putting on one eye of makeup, even a Zaina is not going to do this. So how could you say that this is what the shear is based off of? Ella, rather, it's different. A woman who has an issue with one of her eyes, maybe she has an infection or something else, so she'll put makeup on the other eye and she'll go out to the shuk like that, and this is not promiscuous because everyone realizes that she has a problem with one of her eyes, and that's what the shear is based off of. However, Amar Rav Mana asks on this, what the Tana is teaching this shear just for a woman who's chasheshes, who has an issue with her eye? This is not the standard, this is not the norm, and so why would that be what the shear is based off of? El rather, it's different. A woman will put makeup on one eye and she'll hide the other one and go out to the marketplace. A woman who's a big tsanua, she's very modest, she'll cover her entire face just revealing one eye so she could see, and that's a very normal thing to do, and that's what the shear is based off of. And where do we get this from? Because the Pesukim Shir Shirim says, you've made me beloved to you with one of your eyes. This refers to an isha tsanua who goes out with her face covered, just revealing one eye. Now, Rabban the Kesar and B'Shem Rabban Bar Chiya, they say, Shekein Isha Suma B'Achas Me'ne'a, a woman who's blind in one eye, V'Kachal Z'Chaver T'Vietz L'Shok, she'll put makeup on the other eye, and she'll go out to the marketplace. Continue to explain the Mishnah, Samachas Oman Be'ez on the top, Zephas V'Gafras K'dei Lasas Nekev, what does that mean to make a hole? So V'Yosef Barchanin Omar, he tells us, V'Mizan Nikshanu, this referring to a spout. There was a metal spout in a barrel. Let's say the opening to let out the liquid was too wide, so they would plug it up with Zephas and Gafras, but before it hardened, they would make a hole in that zephis and gafris, and so it's this amount that we're referring to kidei lasis nekev. And on the last part of the mission where we said shava wax kidei liten alpi nekev katon, enough to put on a small hole in a kli. So Tan Rebchia teaches kidei liten alpi sedek katon, enough wax to put on a small crack in a kli, and that's actually a smaller shear than putting on a small hole. Moving on to halacha dalad, continuing to discuss this, the Mishnah says devek glue kidei liten bresha shavsheves, enough to put on the top of a shavsheves, which is a board that's used as part of bird trappers' traps. A layer of glue is put down, the bird sits on it and gets stuck. So however much glue that is, that's how much a person would be chai for carrying out on Shabbos. Charsis, which the Gemara is going to explain, is white clay. Kidei lasis pi kur shel tzarfei zav, enough to put on the kur. It's basically the oven of gold refiners. They make a small opening with clay, so enough clay to form this opening is going to be chai of one on Shabbos. Rabbi Hudaimer, he says, kidei lasis pitput, the shear is enough to make the leg of a tripod. Moving on, subin, bran, kidei litin al pi kur shel tzarfei zav, enough to be used as fuel by these gold refiners. That's if they don't have regular fuel, they're going to use bran. Moving on, sid, which is lime, L-I-M-E. It has multiple uses. So according to Tana Kama, it's kidei lasod katana shabanois. One would be chayv if he takes out enough that a young girl could use. They used sid to remove hair. So enough that a young girl would use to remove hair that she doesn't want. That's how much would be chayv a person. However, Behuda, and Rabbi Behuda argues and says, kidei lasus kilkul, that the shir of chayv is to make a kilkul. This was using lime in a slightly different way. It was to keep the hair on the temples flat down so it doesn't fly all over the place. And Rabbi Nechemya, where he gives a different shear, kidei lasus andifi, in order to make andifi, this refers to a large measuring kli that had protrusions marking how much this is. Half a cup, quarter of a cup, third of a cup, so on and so forth. And one would put white sid, white lime on it, in order so they could be seen very clearly what the measurement is, and that's a third shear. Now the Gemara just asked, Ma'u charsis, what is this charsis? Chivra is this white clay that we mentioned. Now we want to talk about the shear of something else. Shmuel or Shmuel says, offer, dirt, one would be chayv to carry out the following amount, kidei lachasus by dam tzipor ktana, enough to cover the blood of a small bird. When it was a chiv of kisei adam, when a bird or wild animal is shechted, the blood has to be covered with dirt. That's how much dirt one would be chai for carrying out on Shabbos. And Tani Shmuel, Shmuel teaches, afar ve'efer, dirt and ashes, kedei l'chasus boi dam tzipor ktano. So we see the ashes are the same thing as dirt. And Tani Weber Braisa, cheres kol shehu, gemi kol shehu, small piece of pottery or small reed, moto tatlam se chabayas, one is allowed to carry them around the house on Shabbos. However, Abzeir says, b'shem Shmuel, ubavad min amuchan, they have to be prepared before Shabbos for use, if not their muktzav. Tani Ken was also taught like this, and Braisa, megufas chavis, v'charsaha, the cover of a broken barrel and the shards, mutter l'tatlam ze chabayas, are allowed to be carried in the house. However, shlicha l'ashba, if he threw them into the garbage, also ligabah, he's not allowed to touch them because of their mukta. Now going to last mission regarding the lime, where we have this machlekes, Rabbi Yehudin Rabbi Nechemya, Amar Rebbe, Rabbi says, near and divir Rabbi Nechemya, that's a proper girsa, Rabbi Nechemya's shear is more seeming, but also kibetza, when it's made like a betza, which literally means an egg, in other words, when the lime is in a thick clump, so then the shear is like in Nechemya, whereas v'divir Rabbi Yehuda, his shear is more logical, b'chavot, when the lime is very liquidy. And on to halacha, hey, continue with more shearim, Mishnah tells us, adama, red clay, what's the shear? Kechasim ha-martzufim, the amount necessary to make a seal on martzufim, which is cargo sacks for a boat. These are very large bags or sacks that cargo is put into, and they would seal it with red clay. So however much clay is necessary for that is the shear chiyuv, div Rabbi Kiva, it's Rabbi Kiva's opinion, whereas v'chamramim, they argue the shear is smaller, kechasim ha-igrois, like the seal of a letter. When you want to seal up a letter, you don't want somebody to see it, that's how much you're going to use. The Mishnah continues, zevel, fertilizer, v'chol dak, and fine sand, kedel zabel kel shel krov, enough to fertilize a stalk of cabbage, to Rabbi Kiva's, Rabbi Kiva's opinion, whereas v'chamramim, they argue that the shear is smaller, kedel zabel krisha, in order to fertilize a stalk of leek, chol gas, coarse sand, kedei litan al mali kaf sid, in order to put onto a whole spoonful of sid, of lime. This is another use that lime had, which was to whitewash the walls of a house to make them nice and white. But ever since the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, there's a gzera, no using pure white sid. Therefore, they would mix sand into it in order to dull the color a little bit. So however much sand is necessary to mix into a mali kaf sid, that's how much one would be chayiv for. Kane, a reed, kedei lasus kolmus, enough to make a quill. They would make quills either out of feathers or out of reeds. And so here we're discussing a reed. And imhaya ave, if it was too thick, a merusas, or it was cracked, so you can't make a quill out of it, kedei levashel beitza kal sheva beitzim, enough to be able to use this firewood to cook the easiest cooked egg, which we already know is a chicken egg, trufa, mixed with oil, and usuna be'elfas, and placed in a pan. Now explaining this last part of the Mishnah, kane kedei lasus kolmus v'chulu, Rav Chiya says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu shei magia l'kishretz ba'isav, this reed has to be long enough that it reaches the knuckles of his fingers. It can't just be a tiny little reed and you make this tiny, many, incy, weensy little quill. It has to be long enough that it reaches the knuckles. Now, Rabbi Zeir Abayi, Rabbi Zeir ask the following, Nicha ad Hacha. We understand, meaning this is good if it reaches up until here, meaning up until the knuckles, the meet with the palm of the hand, and it's that long. But Dilma ad Hacha, what about up until here? Meaning, let's say it's smaller and it reaches only till the middle knuckle, not the one that reaches the palm of the hand. Is that long enough or maybe not? Now, we have a very similar question from Zaira. Tamantanin, over there we learned in a Mishnah, this is a Maseches Kelim, and it discusses an implement used for writing or etching on wax. And there's two parts to it. There's the kaisev, the sharp part for etching, and the other end, which is much wider, it's called the meichek. It's meant for erasing or smoothing out the wax in order to be able to write again. Now, this Mishnah discusses if this pen became tameh, and we know that if a tameh kli is broken, so it loses its tameh status, it becomes tahar. However, one has to be careful with this pen, says the Mishnah, michtav, this pen, shenita la kaisev, if the kaisev, the writing part of it, was broken off, tameh, it's still tameh, mbnei ha-meichek, because it still has a usable part, which is the meichek. And nita la meichek, if the meichek was taken away, tameh, it's still tameh, mbnei ha-kaisev, because it still has a usable part, which is the kaisev. And Rabzeir asked over here also, nicha ad hacha. We understand if the pen is long enough, if it comes until here, meaning up until the knuckles and the meet with the palm. Dilma ad hacha, but what about up until here? If it reaches only up until the middle knuckle, maybe that's considered too small, and even though it still has one usable end, maybe it's tahar. Wallace explanation, Amar Beis Rabbeisi says, kol beitza de taninon, anytime we use a lashon of beitza, of egg, so bikalim, if we're talking about kalim, kebeitza mamish, it's referring to an actual beitza. For example, in Maseches Kelim, the Mishnah discusses that a kli can't be makabel tuma unless there's gemar malacha, it's completely finished. And the gemar malacha of a stove is when it's been heated up to the point that it's able to cook a beitza, an egg. So when we're talking about kalim, like this example that we just mentioned, the egg that we're referring to is a full egg. It has to be heated up to the point that it could cook a full egg. However, b'Shabbos, kigregeres mikabeitza, in regards to the Isra of Shabbos of carrying out, so when we mention a beitza, an egg, it's not referring to the amount necessary to cook the entire egg, it's referring to a gregeres, a fig's worth of the egg, which is obviously only part of the egg, not the whole thing. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the halacha vav, continue to discuss more shiurim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.